This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rent's coming due the next couple of days, and for those who still can't make the rent because of the pandemic, the federal ban on evictions has been extended through June. The order from the Centers for Disease Control gives states extra time to distribute more than $50 billion in rent relief and, in theory, prevent what could be a tidal wave of evictions. A lot of state and local governments, it should be said, have their own protections for renters as well. But this is not all about the money, because as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, evictions are still happening, legal and otherwise.
A year ago, Erica Bivens was working as a medical assistant at a university near Baltimore. When the pandemic shut down her campus, she was able to work from home, but she lost a lot of overtime hours. Then in the summer, she had surgery.
So I didn't get, like, any regular pay again until, like, September.
By the end of the year, Bivens, who's 33 and has a 9-year-old daughter, owed $5,000 in back rent. And her property manager told her when her lease expired at the end of January, it wouldn't be renewed.
In the last 4 years since I've been there, I've never, ever had this problem. I've never been behind this much. In the middle of a pandemic, they want me out.
Even after government relief programs paid her landlord all the back rent, at the end of the month, Bivens got notice she had a week to move out or face eviction. With her credit shot from unpaid bills, finding another place wasn't easy.
Even if it's legal, it's wrong. So you put somebody out and you know they're going to be homeless.
It is legal. The CDC moratorium protects renters from being evicted for not paying the rent if they sign a document saying they've been affected by COVID. But there are plenty of workarounds and plenty of lawyers eager to help desperate landlords find them. Ernie Garcia is one of them.
Hello, everybody. It's Ernie. I'm back to talk to you about filing your eviction petition in the midst of a pandemic.
Garcia, who has a YouTube channel, represents landlords in Houston. He told me the easiest way around the moratorium is the holdover eviction, the kind Erica Bivens faced in Baltimore.
Once that lease term is terminated by written notice, there is no lease and the CDC doesn't protect a tenant who has held over beyond that term.
Given that most leases are for 12 months, Garcia says a year into the pandemic, lots of renters are in that position.
We get it that it can be looked on as a loophole, but it's really a lifeline to landlords whose hands are otherwise tied.
He also advises landlords to look for violations of the lease, criminal activity, destruction of property.
An unauthorized occupant or even an unauthorized pet.
Tenant advocates say they're also seeing a lot of illegal tactics, like changing the locks, boarding up the doors, shutting off the utilities, also known euphemistically as the self-help eviction. Viraj Parmar is with the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation. He says he's handling a case where a landlord gave the tenant 10 days to move out.
And after the 10-day period passed, the landlord ordered a large dumpster and just threw all of his stuff out.
Far more often, just the threat of eviction is enough to send a tenant packing.
A lot of housing loss is really just based on a culture that has been baked into the landlord-tenant dynamic, which is that tenants know if they don't pay rent, they get evicted.
Shirley Gibson is a housing attorney with the Legal Aid Society of San Mateo County, California.
They'll go live in their car because they live in terror of having this bad credit, of having a bad tenant history, of never being able to rent anywhere ever again.
To really protect renters, advocates say the moratorium needs to include access to free legal help. John Pollack with the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel says most landlords have lawyers. Only around 5% of tenants do.
Study after study has shown that when tenants have counsel, the rate of tenants that stay in their homes dramatically increases.
And even if they can't stay,
they have longer time to move, they pay less money in rent arrears, the eviction may not be entered on their record so that they have a chance to actually find new housing.
In Baltimore, Erica Bivens finally did find another place to live, but it took several weeks and her landlord started the eviction process. She also had to come up with money for a security deposit. To make that happen, well, she's back on the hook to her old landlord for a couple $1,000s in unpaid rent. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.